Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Being guided. I know that you said that you are running two churches now.
Yeah.
How did it develop from running a church to working all the other churches that you've done?
Well, I'm lucky in the sense I've got a good lady at the back of me, my wife Hazel. She does all the hard work. As I say, I'm just the man that stands at the front of the platform and gives out the messages. She does all the backroom work and everything else. She organises everything for me, all my dates, where I'm going. And as you said before, I've been on your show. This is my fifth time on the radio now, so I've been on an American paranormal radio show before. So I've got them down the country. I'm going away down to England on the 11th of April, and I'm not back up to Scotland until the 23rd.
Okay. So it's very busy times here at the moment there, Victor, isn't it?
Yeah. The busier the better, Mike.
Well, you know, and that's probably the best way to be, isn't it? You know, I'd love it when it's busy. I'd love it when it's, you know, always on the go, even though that I think sometimes, God, you know, I could do with a day off, but it's so nice to be busy, isn't it? Because that's our the reason, I suppose, that we are doing this.
Well, when I get a day off, I'm totally bored. I want to go to a spiritual church to see what like the medium is on at that church. Then, if the life who we see, we end up booking them for our two churches.
Yeah. But it's absolutely amazing, isn't it, that the power that the spirit will come through with to actually give us this information to pass on. I know since we've moved, and I know that you will see a difference now, Victor, from the last network that I was on, which I'm not going to mention the name of the last network.
No, that's fine.
But you will see a big difference here, broadcasting live, because I know that we are broadcasting out of Blog Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from the MikeSpirit.fm website. We're broadcasting out live from Spreaker.com, you know. We are broadcasting such a wide thing, you know. Our listenership has grown and grown and grown, which is absolutely fantastic, you know. And if it wasn't for the spirit world maybe, like, pushing me, I don't think I would have ever made that step. And it's been, you know, probably the best step ever. I've met some wonderful friends up on this network, and it's growing, it's developing, and I think that that's the best way for it to be.
I think so. I mean, the perfect example of how spirit work was, I was on holiday with my wife in Turkey in October, and we met this girl and her boyfriend, and I said, I know you're pregnant. I said, you know what you're having? She said, no, but I said, do you want to know? Because spirit are telling me. And she said, yes, please. So I said, you're having a girl. I said, it's going to be 7 pounds, 5 ounces. Now, it's just funny that I'm on the show tonight, because 2 hours ago, I got a text from the gentleman saying, his good lady had had a baby girl, and it was 7 pounds, 4.5 ounces. So it was half an ounce out.
Yeah, and that's amazing, isn't it? You know, to think of that. That, you know, as I say, you know, it amazes me every time, you know, and I keep thinking of my story of how this thing was possible in the beginning. And I think to myself, you know, it's gone absolutely bizarre, because, you know, it's something that I love so much. I'm so passionate about it, you know, like you wouldn't believe. And it's something that was inside me that I could never, ever turn my back upon. And I suppose it's the same as yourself, isn't it?
No, I would never turn my back. I've been pushed sometimes to the verge of almost doing it because of certain things that people say about you, because they don't like you to see you getting on in life. But spirit makes sure that you never turn your back. They'll give you a little break, but they won't let you turn your back. And I couldn't have turned my back on it now, I'll be quite honest with you. I love doing what I do, seeing that you're helping others.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an absolutely fantastic journey that we're on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember, Victor, you know, when you first came on to my other network,
yeah.
That, you know, how, we'll say, how nervous you was and how, and let's say, how you was thinking, is this the right road for you? And, you know, I've spoken to you many times, you know, over the past few months.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, wow, you know, you've really gone places really, really quick, you know, and to see that in someone, you know, it pleases me, like you wouldn't believe, to know how far that you've come with inside this movement, you know, because it's nice to see that, isn't it?
I consider myself really very fortunate indeed. I mean, the way it has been, because as I say, I was at a low ebb and I've sort of just came back on again. I'm getting an echo.
Okay, we'll deal with that as we go on, Victor. There's not much we can do about that.
No, I understand that, yeah.
No, but, it's absolutely amazing, I must be honest. And, you know, I know that we're going to go to the phone lines in just a few seconds, okay?
Right.
So, let me just tell everyone first about yourself. How they can find you would be on Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, under Medium Victor Collins.
That's right, Medium Victor Collins. So if you want to find more out about Victor, head over to Facebook, and it's Medium Victor Collins. Well, let's go to the phone lines. I know that we have Nick online. Nick, are you there with us?
I am, Mike, yes. Hello.
Hi, Nick. I actually know your voice. I'm not going to say anything more on that. But I'm going to pass you over to Victor. Victor, you okay? You ready for this? Yep.
Yeah, on you go.
Okay, hi, Victor.
Over to you.
How are you doing, Victor?
I'm very well,
doing?
Thank you. I'm really good. Victor, I just wanted to ask you a question about where my work is taking me, if that's okay with you.
That's all right. Have you decided to do trance?
Sorry, have I decided to do trance?
Yeah, because if you're not involved with spirit, you certainly should be, and I feel trance is a line where you will possibly go.
Wow, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, because you have considered it.
Okay. I have thought about it, yeah.
Yeah, but you're having a wee bit of self-doubt at the moment as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can take that, I understand that.
It's the age-old saying, I always say to everyone, go with your gut feeling. It never lets you down.
Well, okay.
Can I also say that, I don't mean to sound impolite, but you're letting other people get in your head to stop you from moving on to where you should actually be right now.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
I want to say, you've had personal upheavals yourself, emotional-wise and otherwise.
Right. Okay, I can see where that's coming from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you know, we don't open things out on the air.
Sorry, say again?
We don't open things out on the air. No.
But I know exactly what part of my life you're talking about there.
So who's just had the baby around about you just now?
Yeah.
And I want to say there's a boy on the way. If the boy's not here, but there's also a girl coming as well.
Hang on. Well, I can tell you that we've just had a girl.
Yeah. There's a boy on the way, I want to say, round about the course area of the family as well. And I don't want to... sorry, on you go.
What, close area? I'm gonna have a boy?
Within the family, I want to say, nephew, niece, that kind of area. Or someone's not long had a boy.
Okay.
I hear the little one in the background.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. But okay. I don't want to scare you, but there's twins coming as well.
Oh, God. Okay, right. Interesting. Okay. Well, hope that's not me then. Hope that's somebody else within the family.
Well, don't be surprised. There's actually twins in your family going back, either on your wife's side or your side.
Yeah, my sister's twins. So, okay. Well, okay. So you think I'm actually on the right path? I just need to believe in myself.
I know personally, just by the sound of your voice, you're on the right path, but you've got to believe in yourself that little bit more. Now, I understand that because I've been through what you're going through now.
Okay, it's great confirmation. Thank you very much, that one. Yeah.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, no, well, thank you, Victor. You've answered a lot of my questions that I've been asking over the last month or so.
I want to say you need to take better care of your own health before you can take care of anyone else.
Better care of my health?
Yeah. Because I know this is going to sound daft, you're not eating in the proper manner, shall we say?
Yeah. I like my chocolate.
Yeah, so do I, and I am diabetic.
Yeah, so, okay. I'll take note of that.
I hope that helps you in some way.
It helps me in an enormous way. Thank you very much, Victor.
And whenever you want to talk to me, just come on Facebook and I'll have a chat with you.
I shall look you up, my friend. I will definitely look you up. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Cheers, Mike.
Cheers. Okay.
Thank you, Victor.
Cheers, Nick. Yep. Okay, Victor. Well done. And I must say, Nick is one of the hosts here on Mike Spirit FM. So sneakily rung in there without us realizing. Good job on our producing, otherwise he would have never got in there, Victor. But
he's also a practicing medium.
He is, yeah, because he's got his own show here on Mike Spirit FM.
See, the minute he opens his mouth, I knew that right away.
I missed that, Victor. Sorry, say that again.
The minute he spoke, I knew it right away.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Nick runs his show here every Tuesdays, and that's at in the UK time. That's 9:30 UK time. So, tune in to that. That was the wonderful Nick Humphries. And I say wonderful because he is absolutely wonderful. But let me go back to the phone lines because I know that I've got Vince here with me. Vince, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, and can I ask you, Vince, where you're calling from?
Los Angeles.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for there?
Well, I just wanted to find out if you see me hearing from past life, past love anytime soon. She's the one that got away.
Okay, bear with me a second here, Vince, and I will do my very best to make a link to the spirit world here for you and see what comes through. Is that okay?
Yeah, and see if she still loves me, if I'm never going to hear from her.
Okay. Vince, I'm becoming aware of a lady here that draws herself from my vibration. And as this lady makes a connection here with me, I feel I want to tie her to your mum's side of your family a minute, okay? And as I'm with your mum's side, I believe I want to say she's like mum, because I know she puts her arms around me at the minute and she just wants to comfort me. So I know that she's like a motherly feeling here in the spirit world. I know that when this lady passed, that she would have suffered in the body before she passed. She would have been the kind of person that would have complained in the body. I'm also feeling here with her, and I know I need to say to you that she would have lost just a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world events.
Okay.
Now, I know that she comes around your life at the minute because she says to me that I know that you're asking about her previous love, and you know, if I say to you that it's been a little while now, and you find it so difficult to move on from. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
And what are you right in saying there to you that, you find this, as I said, you find it so difficult to move on from. It's like as if you're stuck in some kind of, what's the right word? You're stuck in some kind of feeling that you can't break away from.
Yeah, I mean, she's the one that got away.
Okay. Now, I know I want to see to you, maybe this is back a few years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And because this lady tells me that this is back a few years ago, and I know that you're so struggling to move forward with it, okay? Now, I want to see to you, in the near future, no, you're not going to hear of her. But I feel in the distant future, yes, you will, okay? Because I know that, you're doing of your best. You're trying of your best to put it out there, aren't you? You're trying to make contact in some kind of way, whether it be through some kind of social media networking site or whatever it may be. But I know that you're trying to make contact. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent her some Christmas gifts.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that that you're doing your best to you know, make contact. Okay, but as I said, in the near future, I want to say no. But in the distant future, I want to say yes. Okay, because I know that you know, of where you are, that it's like it's being difficult. Okay, and if I say to you that you're finding it hard to trust other people the way that you trusted her, does that make sense there to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that... Go on, sorry.
I was just going to say that I trust absolutely nobody right now.
Okay. Because I know it's like the trust. There's no trust left, okay? Mm. And no matter where you go, it's like as if you're analyzing everything. You're trying to deal with everything, and it's just not happening at the moment, okay? Because it's just not working for you. Because I know that your mind is set at one particular thing, and no matter what, that you're staying with that, you're not able to move forward from it. And I know I want to say that you, that, you know, the best thing for yourself at the moment is to try and, you know, learn to trust yourself. And I don't mean that to sound funny. I don't mean it just to come across as if I mean it in any bad way. But you have to learn to trust yourself first, okay? And, you know, there is this kind of thing that once we can learn to trust ourselves again, then I believe that this person will come back into your life, okay?
Sure.
Now, I don't know about your dad. Where's your dad? Your dad's in the spirit world then, is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay, because I know I'm just hearing dad, and as dad is calling out to me here, I know that I want to see you. You know, he just wants me to just call you my boy, okay? So you would understand why he would call you my boy, because that's what he does with me as he makes a step forward here. And I know that he would be a very supportive man, but very straight to the point when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, good, okay. And I know, Vince, that he makes me aware that he is very honest, okay, because he says to me, if you want an honest opinion, you just go and talk to him, and you would always have that honesty. He says to me that, come on, boy, pull yourself together. You're so sensitive at the moment. And, you know, you would understand that, wouldn't you, that you're so sensitive. And I believe in somewhat way that I want to say to you that there's, like, tears around you. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
And, you know, he says to me, you know, when he was with us in this life, there's no way that he would have allowed that to happen when he was here, because he says to me that he would have liked to take care of you no matter what. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that your dad, you know, he kind of loved to be quite handy, particularly around the home. And, you know, I believe that he wants to come into your home because there's so many things that needs to be done in your home at the minute. You've left it get to a point of where you feel, you know, I just can't be bothered anymore. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
See, because your dad is so close there with you, Vince, at the moment, he just wants you to understand, you know, you're not alone. Because I know that's the feeling that you are suffering with, of this feeling of alone, feeling down, and there's no one there to support me, okay? Why does he talk to me about, I like that new shirt? Have you just changed your shirt then or something? Or you've just put a new one on?
No.
Why does he talk to me about the new shirt?
No, I don't know. It's been a while since I bought one.
Okay, then... See, he says to me, I like the new shirt, so I need to work with it. I need to find out what it is. Either that when he passed away that he was wearing a new shirt, or you put a new shirt with him at his resting place or something. There's something to do about the new shirt, and he likes the new shirt.
Hmm. Maybe my mother did. My mother bought him a new shirt when he was in his coffin, and
okay.
Gave it to him, but that's about it. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, then that's perfect there, Vince, because he says to me about, tell him I like the shirt, okay, and I know it's a new shirt, so it's just his way to prove to you there, Vince, that he is around your vibration, okay? He hasn't left you, okay? He's always been there, and he is always going to be there in your life, okay? okay, he says to me about your job as well. Talk to him about his job. Now, would I be right in saying that you're thinking of changing your job in some kind of way or something? Would you understand that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, right now I'm working. I just found a job about almost 2 months ago.
Okay.
After being out of work for 4 years, and last night, just a couple weeks ago, I went for a job fair at a company that pays very well. And last night I had a dream that they called me in for a second interview and I got the job.
Okay. Then I know that he talks to me about the job. So again, it's his way of saying to you, look, he is around your life. He knows exactly what's going on, okay? So please take his love and the lady's love, because I know that, you know, there's so much around your life at the minute, Vince, and he just wants to bring upliftment and comfort to you, because I know that's exactly of what you need, okay? So let me leave that there with you, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm. We'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye now. Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Helen online. Helen, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. I'm here.
Hi, and Helen, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Southwest Wales.
Okay. And let's hand you over to the fantastic Victor here. Victor, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm anything but fantastic, but I'm here.
Okay, it's all over to you.
How are you
doing? Hi, Victor. I'm good, thanks. What? How are you?
Sorry, what's your name again?
Helen.
Helen. Sorry, Helen. Old age, you see, I'm 60.
Oh, it's okay.
How can I help you?
I've got a couple of questions, really. First one is about my work, and the second one is about Ben.
Is this your spiritual work you're on about?
Yes, I guess it is, yes.
Yeah. You want to know if you're, how can you say it? I want to say you should be more advanced than what you are.
Right, okay.
You seem to hold yourself back for, I want to say, earthly reasons, shall we say.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Right. And I want to also say as well, you've had a lot of emotional upheaval around about you in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Things haven't quite gone to plan for you, I want to say as well.
Yeah, you could say that.
Right. Now, I don't usually ask a question, but may I ask you a question?
Sure, yeah.
Are you married?
I am, yes.
Do you have 2 children or 3?
I have one of my own, and then I have 2 stepchildren.
Yeah, so we're going 2 children or 3. That's why I wasn't too sure which was which. Okay.
Okay.
But what was your other question you wanted to ask?
I wanted to know about Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not picking anything up on Ben, I have to admit.
Okay.
And what is Ben to you, may I ask?
He's my dog, actually.
Yeah. Right, you have 3 dogs in the spirit world.
Sorry, say again?
You have 3 dogs in the spirit world.
I do, actually, yes.
Yeah, because they're showing me 3 dogs. Now, Ben is in the spirit world.
No.
Well, there's a dog, I want to say, connected to you with a similar name to that in the spirit world. Right, now, I want to give you 3 dogs, because the way they're coming to me, and this is going to sound daft, is the good, the bad, and the ugly, which doesn't mean they're all bad dogs or anything like that.
Just right, yeah.
Spirit work with me with a lot of humour.
Okay.
Right, and there's a lot of healing going around Ben at this present moment in time.
Okay, good.
Right. Now, has he been a bit up and down of what?
He has, yes.
And you've had him at the vet?
Yeah.
Right, now there's ongoing treatment being done there as well.
Say again, sorry.
There's ongoing treatment there as well.
Yes, there is, yes.
Yeah. Now, has he been out of breath?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm not meaning to scare you, so don't think I am. Have you had his heart checked to see what like that is?
No, not his heart. The vets are just concentrating on the breathing.
Yeah. Because I feel that, have they said there was any fluid round about?
No.
No, I'm not a doctor or a vet, so I'm just saying what I get for the spirit. Will you watch it for a wee drop of fluid? but I feel this is going to improve.
Okay, good.
Right. Now, I'm not good with ages, but is Ben round about 9 or 10?
He's just coming up to 8.
Well, yeah, I told you I'm not very good. I'm either spot on or I'm miles out.
No, well, right. you weren't far off.
Right. But also, while we're on the subject, you have other animals there as well?
I have, yes.
Because right, I want to talk about cats for some reason.
Yeah, we've just acquired a kitten.
Yeah, well, will you watch where you got another one?
Will I watch what, sorry?
Where you do get another one. I want to say within the next 6 weeks.
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Before you got the kitten you've got now.
Yeah.
Someone tried to give you one before in the last 2 to 3 months.
No.
Well, will you watch for it? You're just, I know it's going to sound really strange, but you're just going to get a knock at the door one day, and somebody's going to say to you, can you look after this little cat for me for a little while? I'll be back, and you're going to have it. You're going to have the two of them.
Right, okay, we'll watch out for that one.
Now, as for your spirit work, I want to say, do you do the angel cards and tarot cards?
I don't do tarot cards, but I occasionally do oracle cards, yeah.
Right. Well, I see you actually working the angel cards as well.
Right, okay.
Okay, and do you do the fairs as well?
Do I do the what, sorry?
Fairs, you know the
yes. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
we do. I do the odd one or two,
They're pointing me down the road there for you. You should be doing a wee bit more than that, because we need to get your name out there.
Right, okay.
Get you out there and get you known a bit more.
Right,
I've
okay.
I've got a gentleman, before I finish up, I've got a gentleman coming through the world of spirit. If it's not Dad, I want to say Granddad.
Okay.
Right, and he's coming through with a lot of love for you, actually, and he's actually wanting to put his arms around you and give you a nice squeeze.
Oh, bless him. Okay, right, thank you.
Because he wants to wipe away the tears.
All right, then. Thank you.
Okay. I hope I've helped you in some way.
You have. That's been brilliant. Thanks ever so much,
Peter. Oh, and mind and keep that dental appointment.
Right, I will, yes. Thank you.
You cancelled the last one.
No, I actually kept my last one.
Well, you definitely cancelled one not that long ago.
Yeah, no, I did, yes. But I kept my last one, yes.
On you. Nice speaking to you, Helen.
And you, Victor. Thank you very much.
Have a nice evening.
And you. Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Helen. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. We will be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives. So I say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Mike. Ta-da.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Kathy here. Kathy, are you there with me?
I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing there, Kathy?
I'm great. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm doing very well there. Thank you very much. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I've been having a lot of physical issues with my upper back and neck. And I haven't been able to find an answer physically. So I'm sort of hoping that maybe someone can come through and maybe enlighten me on what may be going on.
Okay, no problem. Can I ask you first, Kathy, where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, bear with me a second, and I'll do my very best here to make a link to the spirit
yes,
world,
sir.
And we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kathy, I know that I've got a gentleman that draws his vibration close here to me, okay, and... as he does do just that, I know that he's quite a well-built man, I'll say, throughout his life, and particularly towards the end of his life. I know as well that, he makes you aware that when he passed, it was quite sudden, because I know that he was year 1 minute, and in the spirit world the next one, so I know that his passing was very sudden there, okay? He makes me believe that when he went, that it was like kind of... he would have been on his own because I feel that there wasn't many people around him because I didn't want people there with me. I wanted to just be on my own because he makes me feel that he would have been on his own when he passed. So do you understand of a gentleman like this for me there, Kathy?
I believe I do. That would have been my biological father. He wasn't well built, but he was big built.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know I'm looking at him at the moment, and he just wants me to laugh because he makes me laugh. And I know that as he makes me laugh, you know, I believe that that's the way he was in his character. He's, you know, very much a bubbly kind of a guy, you know. Life's to enjoy, my girl, he tells me, okay? And I know that's what I want to pass on to you. Life is to enjoy no matter what. And, you know, I believe that when he left this life, you know, it was a, obviously it would be a loss to everyone, but he says to me it was a great loss, okay? And it took a long time to adjust to his lost home to the spirit world. Do you understand of that?
I don't.
Okay. Well, he talks to me with
my dad.
Sorry?
Go ahead. I don't think it was my dad.
Okay. Now, let me have a little bit more information off him then to prove to you who he is. Okay.
Okay.
Now, would I be right in saying that the circumstances before his passing, it's almost like as if there was something went on that would have, like, made a little parting between the two of you? Because I'm feeling as if there was, like, a bit of a distance here as well.
That would be my stepfather.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. And you'd understand of this loss was took a long time to adjust to?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that he makes me aware that, you know, and you understand with your stepfather, his passing was very sudden?
Yeah, the passing was sudden, yes. We knew, yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay, so long as you understand who it is, okay?
Okay,
because,
I
you
do.
Know, I like to place all of my contacts, you know, particularly as they take the time to come through. So, you know, so long as you understand him, that's the main thing here. But I know that as he joins us, okay, he says, now, obviously I'm not a doctor here,
right.
You know, and I can't really tell you anything about your health. You know, I'm
definitely
not going to prescribe or diagnose anything of the sort here, okay? But I know that it's been very difficult for you the last few months then, hasn't it?
It has been.
And would I be right in saying to you that it's been so difficult, it's like as if I want to start being in floods of tears here. And I feel that, you know, if I'm honest to you, with every time I'm trying to do something, I want to be in floods of tears. So whatever that means to you, do you understand of this?
I do.
And I know that, you know, it's difficult to cope with because it's like as if I'm losing, what's the right word, my senses, yeah. So whether I'm losing, like, feelings in my hands or my feet or, you know, it's like as if I'm losing the sense there. Do you understand of that?
I do.
Okay. See, so he's aware of what goes on, of what's going on in your life, okay? And he... See, now, as I said to you earlier on about I'm not a doctor, he says, well, you just said, well, I'd be, because there's no confidence in them anymore. Now, I don't know what he means by that. So would you understand if I said you kind of lost your confidence?
I know exactly what he means.
Okay. See, so again, you know, it's his way of proving to you that he is in your life, no matter what, he's there. And, you know, he kind of just wants to prove to you that he's in your life, no matter what. Now, I know that I want to say to you as well that, you know, he has been trying to attract your attention, particularly around the home of late. So you would understand that you have felt things around your home. Is that right?
I have not lately, but maybe I haven't been paying attention.
Okay. Because he makes me aware that he's been trying to attract your attention of late, and he just wants you to know that no matter what, okay, that he will always stand by the side of you.
Okay.
Will always stand by the side of you, and he will always do the best he can for you from the spirit world. Because even though, as I said, that there would have been a little bit of a parting towards the end of his life, I believe dearly, okay, that whatever went on, it's kind of, it was hard, wasn't it?
It was hard. 7 years without speaking to him. Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's fine, okay, because he makes you aware, God, it was hard towards the end, okay?
Yeah, very hard.
Okay. See, and he tells me that sometimes you have kind of laid blame with yourself sometimes for that, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And he says to me, since he's been in the spirit world, you know, in hindsight, things should have been done so differently.
Yes.
Okay, and he accepts that from where he is as well, okay? So I know that if he had his chance over again, the things would have been done so differently, okay? He says to me, and I don't know what he means, but well, I do know what he means by it, but I'm going to just say it because he's told me I have to. But if I said to you that, you know, when two stubborn people come together, it's very difficult to get through.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? And I believe that's exactly the way it would have been, okay? Two stubborn people together, you just don't get through to each other. So I know that, you know, even though that he's not your biological dad, that he would have been so close to you in this life when, you know, before this separation bit there, that, you know, it was like we was at loggerheads together because the same personality, it kept clashing, he tells me, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, when the two of you are so stubborn, we just won't go nowhere, okay? But I know if he had his time over again, that things would have been different. Do you understand where I'm going with all of this?
I know, I understand where you're going, and it's not him that was the stubborn, it was my mom and me, but it left him at a distance. I do.
There we are, so long as you understand that, because he says to me about two people, when they're at so strong in their mind together, you're not going to get anywhere, okay?
I understand that.
Good, okay. You know, he just bows to me a minute, okay, because I believe he wants to thank me personally for allowing him to come through. And, you know, that's not the way that I usually work here. You know, I thank them
that's
for coming. But I know he... okay, because I was just going to say to you, then he must have been, you know, quite a gentleman in this life.
He was absolutely a gentleman. Okay. One that you don't find much these days.
Most definitely, because I know that he just bows to me, and I know that he must have been such a gentleman, you know. And you know, if I can say this, you know, he must have been such a gentle soul as well, because I know that, you know, as he bows to me, it's like as if he takes a step back, you know, to kind of do it again, okay, because he just wants me to know his character-wise, you know. He meant no harm to anyone, but only bring upliftment to everyone that he possibly could in his life, okay?
And
so I know that your stepdad is so close around you at the minute, dear Kathy. You know, I could work all day and all night here with this man because he's such a lovely energy to work with. He says to me, you know, Michael, you need to bring your chin up a bit, okay? Because if you only brought your chin up a little bit, you would see that there is so many people in your life that are just trying their best for you. And, you know, would I be right in saying that you feel quite alone within your illness, if I can put that there to you at the minute? You feel as if, you know, no one understands. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And,
yes,
you know, he says to me, if only we could kind of rise above this for a little bit there, just for a little while, then you would see that, you know, that, you know, he would always be the one who would smooth things over, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Okay, because that's exactly what he's doing right now, okay? He's trying to smooth things over for you.
Yep.
And just say to you, you know, come on, we can get over this, okay? Now, I don't know what this illness you have, and it's none of my business, okay? But he tells me that, you know, we can fight through it. So do you understand that we can fight through it?
Yes.
Okay.
I do understand.
You have his backing every step of the way, and no matter what, he will do his very best to be there with you, okay? I hope that's helped you a little bit there, Kathy, because I know that I have to move on here.
It has, Mike, and thank you so much for letting him come through.
Honestly, the
pleasure
is all mine.
He was a very kind man, so whatever he tells you, listen to him.
Most definitely. You know, the pleasure is all mine, Kathy, and thank you for calling, for allowing me to make that connection there with him. And I'll say thank you very much. And, you know, remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. You have my ultimate respect, and you always have.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Victor, because I know it's getting very busy right now. I know that Holly is online there with us. Holly, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Seattle.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I think job or divorce. They can pick.
Okay, I like that one. Victor, it's all over to you, mate.
Thanks very much, mate. Hello, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
I'm good.
Right, now regarding your job, I take it you're not very happy where you are at the present moment in time.
Yeah.
Right, well, I see three opportunities coming up to you within the next 6 months. One is to do with what you actually do now, but two are two different types of jobs altogether. Now, may I ask what you do for a living now? I don't usually ask, so you'll have to excuse me.
I can't hear you so good. Ask what?
What is it you do now?
Oh, apartment manager.
Apartment manager. Right. Now, I also see you working in the caring profession or looking after people. Now, did you care for a lady before she passed to the spirit world?
Say again? It's hard to
did
hear you, hon.
Right. Did you care for a lady before she passed to the world of spirit?
No. My mom did.
Right, because they're talking about the lady who cared for the lady, you see. Is mom still here, or is mom in the spirit world, my dear?
She's still here.
She's still here. Now, has mom been keeping up? Mom's health been about and down of late?
Say again?
Has mom's health been a bit up and down of late?
I'm sorry. Is her health?
Yeah, her health. Has she been sort of like not quite herself recently?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of healing coming in round about there. Now, I want to talk about the gentleman in spirit who's coming very close to you both at the present moment in time. If it's not father, I want to say grandfather.
Oh, yes.
Right, now he's coming in very close to look after you both because you're both at this present moment in time needing a lot of upliftment.
I didn't hear the last couple of words.
You're needing a lot of upliftment and energy.
Oh, okay.
Right, now, regarding your divorce or pending divorce, I'm not a guidance counsellor, so I can't really comment on that one.
Why?
There's needing to be talk sorted, things sorted out with talking, I want to say. There's not been a lot of communication.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah. It's like, I could put it symbolically, like, you would be sitting on one end of the couch and your other half on the other, and there'd be no communication whatsoever.
Yep.
Now, I mean this in the nicest possible way. I want to say you're both as stubborn as each other.
We both what?
Stubborn as each other.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Right, now, neither of you will give an inch.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to draw the line and, how could we put it, stand in what we would call no man's land and discuss things and get things sorted out. Or I feel, yeah, you will more than likely go your different ways. But you need to talk more.
Okay, I'll try.
Right. Now, your other half, may I ask, has he been a bit, what we would say in Scotland, as crabbed, a bit narky?
It's hard to hear your words. Has he been what?
Has he been a bit sort of like agitated?
A bad attitude?
No, agitated.
Agitation?
Yeah, has he been a bit that way?
Yeah. He gets agitated easy, is that what you mean?
Has he got a sort of a quick temper?
Yes.
Yeah. We need to try and get that sorted out as well. Now,
yes.
I feel there will be communication within the next 6 weeks to get things moving along. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's a lady coming in very close to you at the present moment in time, and I want to see a grandmother link.
Okay.
Right. Now, this lady would have passed with, I want to say, a cancerous condition.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now, she's coming in round about just now because she wants to wipe away the tears and the frustration.
Oh, Oh, thank you.
Right. Is there a birthday coming up next month, in the April month?
What's coming in April?
Is there a birthday in the family in the April month?
I don't know.
But will you watch around the 23rd of April, where things will take a big improvement for you?
Oh, okay.
Right, specifically around the 23rd of April. Okay?
Okay,
now,
that sounds good.
I know you're in, you do with the apartments and that, right?
Yes.
But have you been talking about sort of moving house yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's a move on the cards as well for you. That's what I want to say as well. Now, also, you have to try and sleep better, because I want to say at the present moment in time, you're not sleeping very well.
Nope.
Right. You're up and down through the night constantly.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Right, your grandma's going to come in and give you all the healing that she can give you, as with your grandfather as well. Okay, but there's two children coming in from the world of spirit. If they're not your own, they're connected with the family.
Oh, okay.
Right, so they're just coming in to give you that bit of comfort and support as well. But round about the 23rd of April, things will improve for you. You will have a decision made or ready to make by that time.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry I couldn't hear you, but thank you
That's
very much.
No, it's my Scottish accent.
Okay,
You're
have
more
a good
welcome.
Day.
You as well.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Holly, for calling, and remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will retrieve a copy of that reading. I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I don't believe that I have Tristan online. Tristan, are you there with me?
I am. Thank you. How are you?
Hi, and how are you doing there, Tristan?
I'm fine. How are you, Mike?
Very well, thank you. May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm from Florida, United
from
States.
From Florida. Wonderful. I'm due to come over to Florida at the end of September, so you never know, you might catch up with me over there. But may I ask you the reason that you called in for here?
About my love life and if you can connect with my father passing.
Okay. Then I'll do my very best. I'm not always the ones we want to come through that will come through, okay? But I will do my very best here for you, Tristan,
Thank you.
Connect with your loved ones in the spirit world, okay? Okay. Okay. Now, what I've been right in saying there to you that, I do believe that I do have your father here with me, if I'm honest with you, okay? And what I've been right in saying to you that, as I'm aware of this gentleman, what I've been right in saying that your dad, if this is your dad, he passed very quickly home to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
And what I've been right in saying that this would be to do with, like, the chest? Because I know that my chest is getting very tight. I believe it could be my heart that would have took this man home to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that this gentleman has just come by the side of me here. As you asked for your dad to come through, he came through very strong. And would I be right in saying this to you, Tristan, that, you know, your dad very regularly comes around you?
Yes, but not recently.
Okay, that's fine, because he says to me that he's always by the side of you, okay? And even though that you're saying not recently, you know, the spirit world is always around us. And I know that he is there so strong. And sometimes we become so wrapped up in our everyday-to-day life, we kind of dismiss it sometimes. Maybe not meaning to, but, you know, we kind of dismiss it. But, you know, he's been there, and he understands what's going on. And he says to me that the reason that recently that you haven't felt him is because of the things that's been going on in your life. Is that right?
I'm not really sure about that.
Okay. Then let me say to you that, Tristan, that in your life at the moment, it's been very difficult because it's been so hard for yourself. And that would be to do with the first question that you asked me about a relationship. You feel as if you've been treading on, and you may not understand these words, but treading on eggshells. You know, you're going very carefully over things at the moment. Is that right?
Absolutely. I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay, that's fine. You know, I was thinking that we may have a bit of a language barrier there, like Victor was having on the last one with me with my Welsh accent. But never mind. As long as you understand, that's the main thing here, because I know that your dad has come so close to me, you know, and he just envelops me with his love that he wants me to pass on to you. So I know that he was a very loving man of when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yes, okay. But he was very cantankerous as well.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, but I know that he was very loving in his ways, you know. And it's like, even though that he didn't show it all the time, he would have. You kind of knew that he had lots of love there for you, okay? Because I know that's what he makes me aware of to say to you, okay? Now, I know that I want to say to you that as your dad comes through and he talks to me about a relationship here, he says to me that... that's exactly what I feel. Now, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, you've kind of decided now enough is enough, haven't you?
Yes.
And you're not putting up with it anymore, because I know that he tells me, you know, no more. And, you know, he wants me to shout at you, no more, because he says to me, you know, you've decided and enough is enough. And he tells me there that you're quite prepared to do everything it takes not to be, and excuse the way this is coming out to you, but he says you decided not to do it, that you're going to do no more and allow anyone to walk over you anymore in your life. Is that right?
Correct.
And, you know, he says to me that, you know, it's nothing to do with you, okay, because you blame yourself, don't you?
Yes.
And he says to me, you shouldn't be blaming yourself because you've done nothing wrong, okay? And it's like, okay, so come on. And he says to me that no matter what, that he'll stand by the side of you. Now, I know there's quite a host of people in the spirit world that links with you. Is that right? So you know quite a lot of people in the spirit world. Is that right?
Correct.
And would I be right in saying to you that that there's a lady that joins your dad very closely, and I believe that she comes in so close to the side of your dad here. And, you know, this lady is very much shorter than your dad. I believe she's maybe around, I'll say, 5'1", 5'2", in her height of when she was here with us. I know I want to see to you that she's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body. I know that she would have carried just a little bit of weight, not too much, she tells me, but just a little bit of weight when she was here with us. I know as well that she's, you know, very pretty looking in her face, you know, a very pretty lady as she comes through. So do you understand of her?
Yes.
Okay. And this would either be your grandmother or your mum, because I know that she comes so close to this gentleman, so it would either be his partner, which is your mum, or it would be his mum, because I know that they are very close in the spirit world. Is that right?
He was very close with my grandmother, yes.
Okay. Now, I know that, see, as the two of them blend their energies as one, that I'm just told here that, you know, united we'll stand, divided we'll fall. So you'd understand that saying there, wouldn't you? That, you know, united we'll stand and divided you'll fall. Do you understand of that?
Not really.
Okay. Now, if I sit you in your life here, okay, that there is someone around your vibration, someone around your life that does kind of help you and maybe support you in your life a little less. I know that you do have a little bit of help from people in this life. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
See, and what he tells me, as I just said, united we'll stand, divided we'll fall. So together with this one that is helping you, if you stay strong together, that you'll overcome anything that's in your life. If you're trying to do it alone, you feel as if you take a step back, okay? Because he says to me, united we'll stand, divided we will fall. And he doesn't want you to fall, okay? So what I mean by that, use the strength around you to get through this time in your life. And I know that that person or persons will do their very best in this life. The ones in this life will help you through this difficult time that you're having at the moment. Okay, do you understand it now?
Yeah, I understand it, but I won't be with this person forever.
No, but there's somebody else in your life, isn't it, that are kind of helping you. You can talk to someone else.
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know that person that you can also talk to will support you in every way that they possibly can. Okay, have you got me?
Is that like somebody... I'm confused. Is that somebody that I know that I speak to?
Yes.
And
I believe it's either like one of your children or one of your close friends, because it's someone that's close to you. Okay, and I know that you can talk to them as well. I believe that you can get things off your chest with them. You can speak your mind to them, and there's no judgment. Okay, so I know that whatever this is, that you use their strengths, because it will get you through this difficult time that you're having right now.
Okay.
Okay.
That sort of makes sense, but not really, because, like the past caller, it's more about a divorce.
Yeah. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying to you is, the one that you're having this difficulty with, the ones that it's like a divorce with, there is someone else in your life that you can rely upon. There is someone in your life that you can use their strengths for. Not the one that you're having or going to go through a divorce with, but there's somebody else in your life where you can truly speak to them. Okay?
Do you get a name or anything on this person?
As I said, I believe it's like, well, you know, I want to say daughter. So do you have a daughter?
No, I don't have any kids.
You don't have any kids, okay. Then it would be someone that you would look upon as like a daughter then, because I know it's like someone that's close to you, okay. Someone that you can rely upon. Somebody that's not going to let you down. Okay?
Okay, I mean, I'm not really sure who that is, but...
Okay, well, I know that this person, if they're not in your life now, then they will be in your life, okay? And I know that no matter what, that their strength is there to be called upon and to be used. Okay, so if they're not there now, remember I've said that to you, because they will be there, because I know that your dad has come through and your grandmother's come through to tell me that there is someone else here that will be able to support you and give you as much guidance as you need.
Well, yesterday was my dad's birthday, and that's why I was trying to see if you could connect with him, because we always celebrated his birthday. It was such a big deal, and you know, normally he comes to me on his birthday, and I smell him. It's either through bacon and eggs, cinnamon toast, or blueberry muffins. And when I smell that smell, I know my dad is around, but I haven't smelt it in a long time. And I was kind of upset that I didn't, like, you know, get a message from him or anything yesterday.
Well, you know, he's taken the time to be here to be with you, hasn't he? Okay? And like I said, sometimes we're so wrapped up with the everyday-to-day things in our life, it kind of masks these feelings, senses, like you said, that you smell bacon and eggs when your dad is around, then, you know, it kind of masks that. But, you know, he is always there with you, and he will always do his best to keep being around your life there, Tristan, okay? And I know that no matter what, that he's always going to do that with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see anything as far as, like, future love life?
Okay, now, see, as I'm asking him these questions that you're asking me, you know, the first thing, see, if I say to you that first things first, that we need to deal with what's around us at the minute, okay, I know that you're not the kind of person that will just fall straight into the next thing, okay? You've always, in your life, you've always been the kind of person that's had to work hard for things, and I know that... you know, that's something that I want to say to you that is next, okay? First things first, deal with the things that's in front of you before we kind of move on to the next thing, because otherwise, it's going to get like confusing for you. And I don't want, and you know, not me, but he doesn't want that for you. He says, let's have a clear mind this time before we go into anything else. Okay, did that help you a bit?
Okay, all right, first things first.
Okay, well, you know, I wish you all the best. I really do. And, you know, I hope that, that you know, you have exactly what you need in your life, okay? But I will say to you, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in my archives, and I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, I know that we're going to go to our next caller, okay? And I know that's Kathy. Kathy, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. May I ask you where you're calling from?
Maryland.
Sorry, that's your name, Marilyn, is it?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, I do apologize. My producer is playing me up sometimes. He really does. Okay, Marilyn, may I ask you where you're calling from?
Maryland.
Yeah, Marilyn, yeah.
No, Maryland.
Yeah, U.S.
Okay. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Has suffered from depression all her life.
Okay. Can you just repeat that bit, because we kind of missed you then.
All right. To connect with someone from the other side.
Yeah.
And to find out why my mother has suffered from depression all her life.
Okay. Okay, Victor, it's all over to you, mate.
Thanks for that one, mate.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? Sorry,
good.
What's your name?
Kathy.
How are you doing, Kathy?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing not too bad, sweetheart. It's cold here in Scotland.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, regarding your mum's had a lot of upheaval, I want to say, in her life, emotionally. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did.
Right, but yourself as well, things haven't been quite great for you as well.
Correct.
But I want to say around about the 22nd of June, things will take a good turn for you. Okay?
Yes.
Now, are we talking about doing something in the house? Like decoration, doing something with the house?
Cleaning up.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of upheaval and a lot of mess, and I wondered why. I was actually seeing repairs being done.
Uh-huh.
Like something like DIY or stuff like that.
Yeah, I was thinking of calling them because I'm a hoarder.
Yeah. Well, we're needing to clear out the garage. We're also needing to clear out the loft space. And especially we're needing to clear out our cupboards.
Yep.
Yep. Now, while we're on the subject of cupboards, we need to clear out the wardrobe as well.
Yep.
Right, because we've got enough there to fill up about half a dozen charity shops. Now, but also, while you're on, I want to say you're very spiritually aware yourself.
Yeah, I'm just learning that.
Yeah. Do you actually do cards?
No.
Well, you won't be there within the next 6 months. Can you hear me?
You're kind of like echoing now.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting that feeling here.
You said something about cards.
Yeah, cards. I want to say you'll be doing either the angel cards or the tarot cards.
By when?
Within the next 3 to 6 months. I would say nearer the 3 months than the 6 months.
Okay.
Right. But what I want to say to you as well, see when you have your dreams. Right?
Yes.
Write them down, because you remember quite a bit. Write down what you can remember.
Okay. Like last night I was shopping.
Yeah. Well, write down what you get from the world of spirit, because it will, within the 3 to 6 months, make a lot of sense. Because I want to say, around about you, there's a lot of confusion just now.
Okay.
Right. What I mean by that is your mind's on the go all the time.
Can you say that again?
What I want to say to that is your mind's on the go all the time. There's that much going on inside your head.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, yeah.
Yeah, and it's affecting your sleep patterns as well.
Uh-huh.
And it's also on and off affected your health as well.
Hmm.
Your health has been a bit up and down, I want to say.
It's getting better.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not getting better, but I'm saying recently it's been a bit up and down, but it's starting to take a turn for the better.
Yeah.
Now, around about July, August time, that will improve quite a bit as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And spiritually, there's going to be a lot more coming for you around about that time.
In what month?
I want to say around about the end of July into August.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, is there a birthday in the family in the month of August?
What about August?
Is there a birthday in the family in the month of August?
A birth?
A birthday.
A birthday, no. No, an anniversary.
Well, birthday, past anniversaries. I knew there was something along those lines in the month of August. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you drive at the moment?
Yes.
Have you been having problems with your car?
No, I want a new car, but my husband won't let me buy one.
Well, will you watch around the September month, then you will get one.
Yay, will I get money?
Well, I'm not a fortune teller, so I can't say that. Now, may I ask a lady's age?
My age, 58.
You don't sound it.
I look young, too.
Do you have 3 children?
No children. My husband has 2 children.
Well, there must be a child connecting with your husband in the spirit world then, because they're telling me there's 3 children.
Oh, 3 children, okay.
Right.
Yep.
They're also, they're talking about animals belonging to you in the world of spirit as well.
Okay.
Now, did you get a scare with spiders recently?
Spiders?
Yeah.
No.
Who has the fear of the spiders?
I don't know.
Right, because they've shown me spiders, so someone close to you has the fear of spiders. I can't hear you. Sorry.
I said I don't know.
Well, just watch out for where you hear that, and I want to say it's a close friend.
Okay.
Now, also I want to say, is grandmother in the spirit world?
Yes.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Yeah. I want to say the slimmer one of the two is going to pay you a visit.
Oh.
Right, and I want to say within the next 3 weeks.
Oh, good.
And it'll be around about, well, I want to say exactly 3:33 in the morning.
Okay.
Right. And she's coming in to give you a lot of healing and to ease your mind.
Okay.
And your mind's needing to calm down so you can move forward. I want to say the only person holding you back at the present moment is yourself.
I've heard that so much, you know, but
yeah.
I think they're all talking about a previous life. Like, that's why I can't move forward.
Yeah. You've been here 2 times before, I want to say.
They said I was something like not a witch, but like a fortune teller, and
yes,
I had to hide it.
Yeah, but I want to take you back to around 1745.
Okay.
Not the time, the year.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're actually a lady of the house, and I want to say, I don't know what state Maryland's in, but I want to say in the south.
Okay.
Right, where you would have been a lady of the house, or in charge of a house, and you would have had servants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also want to say, I can't say you're coming into money, but I want to say there's a windfall coming your way by October time.
Okay.
I can't say it's money, but I can only give it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still have problems with your back?
It's better.
Yeah, but you still get the tingling in the fingers?
Yes.
Yeah, no, just keep an eye out for that. I don't see anything wrong. I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose you. But may I ask you, are you on medication just now?
Different medications, yes.
Yeah. Do you have an orange tablet?
What kind of tablet?
Orange.
No. Orange.
Orangeish in color.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that one doesn't agree with you because you're also getting problems around about the stomach area as well.
Well, that's the only thing I can do for depression.
Yeah. But the angels are coming in round about you to give you all the energy and upliftment you're going to need because this situation will improve. Okay? As I say, round about October time, you'll have that little bit of upliftment, and that's going to help you get, how shall we say, symbolically back on your feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have grandchildren?
Yes.
Three or four?
Three.
Well, will you watch where there's a fourth one or some? Has someone talked about adopting?
Not that I know of.
Well, will you watch that on a friendship link more than anything?
Friendship?
Yeah, around about a friendship link.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's either talking about adoption or IVF treatment. I'm just saying, if you haven't heard about it, just watch out for when you do hear about it. Because they're talking about a fourth child.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you must start eating a little bit better as well.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah, I know. Because if it's not fast food, what I mean is you're eating your food fast.
Or eating too much.
I do the same, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. I hope I've helped you in some way.
You have.
Well, you have a nice day.
Thank you. It's been nice talking
to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm.
We'll
have a copy of that reading, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, I know that we are going to take a short few minutes to have a little music break, so we'll be right back just after this.
come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Okay, and I hope you enjoyed that. And welcome back. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. I believe it's Derek, is it? Derek, are you there with us?
No, it's Darcy.
Darcy, okay, I do apologize, Darcy. May I ask you where you're calling from, Darcy?
I'm calling from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Grand Haven, Michigan, okay. I know that's exactly where my producer is, so I don't know if you know my producer there. But Darcy, what was the reason that you called in from for?
I have just wanted to talk to a psychic for quite a while now and see where maybe my life is going.
Okay, well, what my forte is, Darcy, is to link to the spirit world, okay? And if that's okay, I'll do that for you and see what comes of it. Is that okay?
Oh, that would be most perfect.
Okay, no problem at all, Darcy. Darcy, I'm aware of a lady that joins me here from the spirit world, and I know as this lady joins me, I do see as if I want to say to you, excuse me, excuse me, I do see as if I want to say to you that she would have been quite close to you in this life when she was here with us. I know that she would have been quite the I want to say quite a well-built lady. Before she passed as well there, okay? I know that she makes me aware that before she passed, that she makes me aware that there's hospitals around her. So I know that there would have been a connection to do with hospitals, either that she passed in the hospital or she was in and out of the hospital for a little while before she passed there. I know as well that she makes me aware that I want to put her like to your mum's side of your family, okay? Do you understand of this lady?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that she would have kind of, you know, she would have needed some care taken for her before she passed this. I know that there would have been people that would have taken care of this lady, okay, because she wasn't able and physically able to do the things that she wanted to do in this life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she makes me aware that, you know, that she's, you know, since she's been in the spirit world. Now, I know that in the UK here, it's Mother's Day today. And I know that in the US, it's not for a couple more weeks, is it? But I know that she makes me aware of being pleased that she's able to come through here today, okay? So I don't know if you've been wanting her to come through or you've been talking to her, but it's like as if I want to say to you that she's been listening to you, okay? So you must have been sending her thoughts then. You must be saying, you know, if you're there, come through, let me hear you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because she says to me, I've been hearing every word that you're saying. And I know I just mentioned Mother's Day. So would I be right in saying that you're planning something big this year for Mother's Day? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she mentions to me about Mother's Day. As I said, in the UK, we've just had Mother's Day today, in fact. And she says to me that it's something big, and, you know, she's excited about this. So I don't know what she means by that, but as long as you understand it, that's the main thing. Now, I know that she talks to me well as well here about, you know, there's other things in your life that we need to discuss at the minute. And she says to me about, now, again, I'm no doctor, you know, mine, but she says to me about your health. Now, you could do with taking a bit more care of yourself at the moment there, couldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Because I know that that's something that you're not doing of late. You're not taking care of yourself as much as you should. And, you know, for some reason she talks to me about that, you know, you haven't been, whether it's your health check you haven't had done for a while or you've kind of skipped it or something, but there's something to do about your health, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she understands you, okay? She's been in your life. And she tells me that she's been trying to prove her existence there to you. And would it be right in saying that of where she's been doing that, she's been trying to attract your attention, particularly around the home. You've been noticing weird and strange things happening in your home there, is that right?
Oh, yes.
And you put it down to this lady, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, because she says to me, you know, I kind of get the blame for it every time. And you know, she just wants me to kind of just laugh about this. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Because, you know, that was her sense of humor and her characters, wasn't it? She would have loved to have a little joke every now and again. She would have loved to, you know, play tricks on you, because I believe, you know, that was her sense of humor, you know. Okay, Darren, it's like as if I want to say, you know what, I would do anything to have a little laugh then, okay? And I believe that's exactly the way she is in the spirit world, you know, that she would do everything just for a laugh. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And would I be right in saying here to you that no matter what, okay, that your faith is strong with the spirit world yourself, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good. Because now, see, that makes me a little confused, because I know the first thing that you said, I've been waiting to talk to a psychic for a long time, and I thought that you didn't really have any awareness of the spirit world. But she says to me, you've been wanting me to come through, you've been waiting, and you've been, so you obviously have some awareness of the spirit world yourself, is that right?
A little, yes.
Good, okay. See, because, you know, that proves my thing wrong, doesn't it, in the initial beginning, you know, and that's fine, because, you know, it's not for me to be judgmental at all, but just to give you exactly what she gives me, and I know that I want to say that to you, that no matter what, she'll always stand by the side of you and do what's right there by you, okay? She says to me that you feel, and excuse the expression, but your hands are tied at the minute. So would you understand that you feel that your hands are tied with a situation? It's out of your control, isn't it?
Yes.
And you feel as if you're, what's the right word, in limbo because of this, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, what I'd be right in saying, but, you know, it's mainly not down to you. Okay, and she says there's two of them. So there's another two people that's involved with that, isn't there?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you've... okay, Dan. She says you've prayed so hard. You've prayed so hard to make it... right? Yes. Okay, you've prayed so hard to make it right by other people and wanting this situation to be resolved so quickly. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And she says, it's not coming quick enough for you, is it?
No. No.
And, you know, she says to me that there's been many nights that you've lied awake in your bed, worrying yourself silly, isn't it?
Yes.
And you,
it is.
And you cried. And she says,
yes.
But I know about the tears, because she quite often comes by the side of you to wipe these tears away, okay, because she says to me that it's upset you like we wouldn't believe, okay, it's upset you that much, okay, that tears roll down your face. And she says to me that, okay, do you hold like a photograph of this lady, or you have some of the book belong to her that you hold sometimes?
Yes.
Because she says to me that that's where the tears flow, isn't it? When you have something that either belongs to her, or you have a photograph of her, because now I want to look at something, and I believe it's like as if my tears are dripping, and I know that they're like falling onto this, and she just wants to dry those tears away for you, and just say to you, you know, with her strength behind you, you'll be able to do whatever you need to do yourself. Okay, do you understand this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Now, for some reason here, she talks to me as well about, now I'm confused again, and you know that it doesn't take much, it really doesn't, but why does she tell me that you feel as if that you're like imprisoned in your own home sometimes? Do you understand? Because I feel as if I got bars now being put up in front of me, and I'm locked in. I can't do nothing,
yes.
I can't go nowhere.
And it's like, I absolutely understand that, yes.
Understand, because I know, you know, that's what, you know, I'm aware of you, and it's, you know, it feels so horrible, doesn't it? So, you know, I can only, you know, the feeling she gives, I know exactly what you must be feeling, but, you know, this with me will subside straight away as soon as I give it to you, but with you, it's there all the time, okay? So, you know, I can understand a little of how you're feeling, so I know that it's it's not good at all, is it? And I know that that's where you want your life to change so badly, so that you're able to take control yet again. Does that make sense, did you?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Good. Okay, because I know, again, that's what she's come to say here, okay, that she wants it so that you understand, you know, that she's always there with you. And, you know, you have so much support from this lady, Darcy, in the spirit world. You know, it's unreal, you know. She's there for every step. You know, there's quite a host of them, you know, and I'm going to spend some time here with you because I feel that there's a gentleman that's just come through as well. That wants to be remembered here to you, and I know that he, you know, and ever so I'm getting my words twisted here, you know, ever so slightly, he has just a small moustache that he comes through with, and I feel that's so dominant that I have to say that he would wore a moustache when he was here with us, and I know as well that as he wears this, that he would have been a gentleman that would be maybe around the 5 foot, 5'6". He's very slim to his build. I know that he'd be smartly dressed gentleman of when he was here with us, okay? He says to me, I just took a big deep breath and I went over to the spirit world, okay? And I know that's how his passing would have been. Do you understand of him?
Yes.
Okay, what have you right in saying? This must be like your dad then? Because I'm feeling him so close to you that, you know, he just wants to wrap his arms around me. And I know whenever mum's dad's come to, it's like they want to put their arms around me because I know that's the feeling that they carry. So do you understand him as like a dad then, please?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Darcy, I know, as I said, I'm going to need to with you at the minute because I know there's such a need. And, you know, he says to me, you know, don't forget about me. I'm here and I need to tell you that he's in your life, okay, no matter what, he's there. Darcy, is it your back is giving you trouble as well right now, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
And he says to me that, you know, as your back gives you trouble, you know, he just gently wants to massage the back there, okay? Because I know it's not, you know, it's like as if I want to say maybe I've pulled something or that's the feeling I've got anyway, you know, it's like as if I've pulled something. Do you understand of that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect, because I know, again, that's what he's come to say to me, okay? It's like as if I've pulled something. I know that it's uncomfortable to even sit down, isn't it? Yeah? Is that right, Darcy?
Yes.
Okay, because he says to me it's even uncomfortable to sit down there, okay? So, you know, I don't know, but he just wants to give me a card for some reason. So, and I know it's happy birthday on the front of this card. Would you understand why I would want to wish someone a happy birthday?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I know that's close to you right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know I want to say to you as well that, you know, as he wishes happy birthday. Now, Okay, I've got you. Thank you. You would understand of a youngster in the spirit world as well that didn't quite reach this life. I believe that I went to like almost full term before this one would have passed to the spirit world, okay? And if I'm honest with you, I feel as if I had to give birth as well. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that I've got a youngster, and I don't... Okay. And I know I have to give this one to you, and I don't know if you understand the sex of that child, but I know that I'm aware that, you know, this is a little while ago now, isn't it? And I know that this youngster has grown up a little bit now in the spirit world. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
And would I be right in saying that this would be a boy? Would have been a boy, is that right?
It would have been it could have been a boy, yes.
Because I know I want to say to you that grown up to a fine young man in the spirit world, okay? So I know that that's how far we're going back, okay? Grown up to a fine young man in the spirit world. I know that your dad is taking care of him, of where he is in the spirit world, okay? My voice is changing a little here because I know it's just such emotion and, you know, I could really go with it, but I'm not going to because I know that my, you know, my other host is still listening and, you know, he'll laugh at me if I start crying and you know, he'd never let me live it down. So I'm not going to do that, but I know it's such an emotion that I could bring through with that for you, okay? And that's where the birthday is now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that as I'm saying to you, well, come on, as I'm saying to them, well, come on, what else have we got to say? I believe that your dad just wants to give this card to the fine young gentleman in the spirit world, okay? So no, that's where that birthday ties. So I know it's absolutely wonderful how these people are in the spirit world. You know, they haven't left you here, Darcy, okay? They're not going to. They're going to stay and remain within your life to try and guide you. Remember what I said about, like, being imprisoned in your own home, okay? They want me to say to you, you know, let's start taking these bars down one by one, because it's like as if there's, you know, if you allow these others, these two others in your life to rule your life, then that's the way it's going to be always. You need to stand up, because you are just as equal as everyone else in this life. Nobody is no better than anyone else. You are just as equal. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Now, for some reason, your dad is saying here to me, you know, that you've tried changing yourself for someone as well, haven't you?
Yep.
And he says to me about your hair. Have you tried changing the look of your hair, whether it's just a different style or trying to put a different color to it or something? You've tried to change your hair for someone, haven't you? And not even that, is it? Because I know he says to me that, you know, it's like as if you're trying your best and you're getting nowhere so fast. And, you know, it's frustrating you more than anything, because, you know, it's like the feeling, whatever I do, I can't do right for doing wrong, okay? Because I know whatever you do, it's always wrong. Does that make sense there, Jim?
Yes.
Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Question, but why do I want to say, okay, well, who's the okay, thank you, who's the one that had the tattoo then, just on the bottom of their back, maybe just down to like the bottom of their spine then? Where's this tattoo?
I've thought about getting one there.
Okay, and would that be like, because of what I can see is like a little butterfly?
Yes, it would be like a butterfly I want to get.
There we are, perfect. See, because your dad, okay, it's just his way of seeing you. Look, I'm there with you. I understand every thought that you have. And that butterfly would be for the fine young gentleman in the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you very much, because I know that's exactly what he's come through to tell me at the minute here, okay? Okay, he says to me that your side has gone quite numb. Is just speaking to me then, is it?
A little bit, yeah.
See, because, you know, even though that we are miles and miles and miles apart, okay, you know, that's how close the spirit world comes here to us, Darcy, okay, to prove to us. It doesn't matter how far away that we are, we have that connection. It's strong, okay? He says to me, you must do of what you feel is right, okay? And I know deep down inside, you know what you have to do. You've been told time and time. You have a great family behind you, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, your family will kind of take care of you every step of the way. Is that right?
Yes.
But only if you let them.
Correct.
Okay? But I mean, but only if you let them. Do you understand of that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. See, I know he takes a step back now, okay? I you know, I can hear you getting upset in your voice, and I really, you know, don't want to upset you, but I just want to give you...
Oh, no, it's okay.
I've come to say, okay? Okay. Why does he tell me about that you've changed twice already today, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And he says to me the first thing... Now, would it be right in saying that, was it white that she was wearing earlier on today then?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, was it white that she was wearing earlier on today?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And he says to me, the only reason that you changed it, because you splashed something on it, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that was something red?
Actually, yes, it was.
Okay, that's how close your dad is with me, okay? Because he tells me he was wearing white, and the only reason why you changed it because you splashed something red on it, okay? I hope it wasn't red wine, mind, otherwise, you know...
No.
in the morning, Joe. Because I know that he just wants me to bring through that he was wearing white and you changed because you splashed something red on it. Okay, now I know I could spend all night here with you, okay? No, I'm not going to. The minute's running away here with me. And, you know, I've just had a shock as I just opened my eyes. Because when I work, I normally work with my eyes closed for some reason. I don't know why, particularly when I'm doing radio. But I know that, you know, these people are so close there to you, Darcy. Please take their love, okay? And please listen back to this reading because I know it's perfect for you, okay? And I say thank you very much for listening and for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines there, Victor. And, you know, so engrossed with that reading, I missed
that was good.
Who was next. But I know my producer is so wonderful. It's Linda. Linda, are you there with us? Hi, Linda. Are you there with us?
Nope.
I don't think she is. Liz. Okay, let's go to Liz. Liz, are you there with us?
I am here. Hi.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. May I ask you where you're calling from there, Liz?
I think you, well, you do know me. I am calling from Arizona.
Okay, I think I know who you are.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sure I do. Well, I'm pleased to announce that I'm going to pass over to Victor. And it's all over to you, Victor.
Hello, Wes. How are you?
Hi, Victor.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. And how can I help you?
Two things. Medical issues and work, which is causing a little stress, and I just wonder if we get anything that's coming through.
Work-wise, I'll say there's going to be a difference in the way that you're actually going to do your job.
We do have something lined up. It's just a matter of, it seems like every time we think we're pushing it ahead, it delays.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a turn for the better, I want to say, within the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
And your own personal issues, I feel at the moment you've been very frustrated. You know,
yeah,
with the work.
Frustrated.
Yeah. And I want to say, and I mean this in a nice way, you have a feisty nature.
Yep, that I do.
Right.
That's important to me. You're right.
Yep. You tell it as you see it, I want to say as well.
I didn't catch that, Victor.
I'm saying, you tell it as you actually see it.
Okay, all right.
Which means you're straightforward.
Yes, I do. You're right.
And people round about you just now can't really cope with that. You're being so upfront.
Yep, I do. I'm very much that way. And I don't try to sugarcoat. I don't try to hide from what has to be done.
You tackle things head on.
Yeah.
Did you get that? Yeah.
I do handle things head on. You're right. No matter how it comes out, I always handle things head on. It's important to me.
The energy I'm getting from you makes me feel you can be quite a dynamic lady.
I've been told that before.
Yeah. Pushy, but in a nice way.
I try to do everything and treat everybody the same way that I would like to be treated.
Correct. You treat people with respect and dignity.
Yeah.
Now, may I ask, I've got a lady coming through from you for the world of spirit, and I'm getting a kind of mixed feeling because I'm getting a motherly feel. I want to say more grandmother than mother.
Yes, grandmother it would be. My mother's not past yet.
Yeah. Because I wanted to, when I get them together sometimes, it's like a mother, but then I wanted to say grandmother. Okay?
Like, yep, makes sense.
She's coming in roundabout just now, and she wants to give you all the energy that you really need, because just now You're needing that bit of upliftment.
Okay.
Right, I want to say as well, there's new challenges ahead which will work out in your favor. This lady's telling me this as well.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
Both my grandparents and grandmothers have passed. Yeah. But I know the one, I feel her with me a lot.
Yeah. I want to say she's been playing with your hair of late.
Yes, that tells me we're fine.
Yeah, but also you've had a tap on the shoulder as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and things have been moving around in the house.
Yes.
So she's moving them about just to get your attention.
Now, she's with you quite a bit.
And she's also bringing in two children from the world of spirit. I'm not sure if they're connected to yourself or connected to her. But she's bringing in two children round about you. Now, the reason I'm saying this is, have you heard laughing in your bedroom recently?
Like
someone laughing. You felt like there's been children laughing.
It's funny because when my head hits the pillow at night, I hear a laughter. You're right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to shock you now because there's actually not two children in there. There's five. And I don't mean they're all connected to the family, but there's five children coming in and they're there to build up the energy and the laughter because they want you on a positive vibration for what's coming ahead for you.
Okay, good.
Because your positivity has slacking just a slight bit. I don't mean that in a bad way, but things have come in that, shall we say, made you a little undecided.
Yeah.
I want to say we're in the month of March now, so I want to say around about the 17th of May, that's when I feel what I'm getting from the lady in spirit, things will make a significant change that way. I want to say work-wise and personal-wise as well.
Yeah, for some reason I felt that I'd be glad when March is over. You're right.
Yeah. But I also want to say, if you haven't booked anything, they're showing me a holiday around about the October time.
Okay.
I want to say around about the 15th of October.
17th of October.
No, the 15th. The 15th to the 17th, yes. So,
okay.
Does the 17th of a month mean anything to you?
Not of October.
No, but 17th of a month, not necessarily October.
Not that I can recall, Victor, would the 17th be something that was important to me.
Well,
but then I could have forgotten. My memory is not like
it. That's quite all right. Now also, I want to say the seventh month, which is July, and there must be a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary in that month.
Okay.
Right. Now, also, I want to talk. Is there twins in your family going back? I want to go back a generation or two.
You know, my mother's really sick, and I need to go back to visit her, and I haven't been able to financially for a while.
Yeah. Well, will you watch within the next 2 to 3 months that that will change and you will make that visit?
Good.
Okay, because I feel you need to settle a few things as well.
Yes.
You need to talk over some issues, shall we say. I don't mean bad ones, but you know what I mean by that.
I do understand. I do. Completely. And you're right. There are things that are there that need to be taken care of. And even though I speak with my mother every day, there are. It's not between necessarily her and I, but family. You're right.
Also, I want to say you must love from within before you can love from without.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to put it in a way. you've taken a lot upon yourself, which you feel you could have done more for other people, but you have to let that go.
Okay.
Right, because I want to say you're carrying a burden on your back. It's, shall we say, symbolically, it's like a rucksack. So you feel you've got like the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Okay.
You just to let that go, and you'll feel the enlightenment, you'll feel the upliftment, and the energy surging back to your body as well.
Good.
Right, but also you must take better care of your own health as well, shall we say.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. Now, I think it, will you watch, when you see, I want to say, the smaller of the two grandmothers, you will get a what we call a fleeting visit. You'll be asking with what, of one of your grandmothers. I want to see the smaller one.
Okay.
You'll, I want to see this lady would be about 5 feet 2.
Yeah. This is the one
that.
I'm named after too, Victor.
Right. Which is, cause she's actually, I mean, even though I can't really see your face because we're on the radio, she's giving me the feel that the closeness is there. There's a bond.
Okay.
Oh, right. Because she's been in and round about you, I want to say, for the last 2 to 3 weeks. Not every day, but she's been there round about to give you that support that you're needing at the moment.
Okay.
And also, I want to say, there's been a few strange goings on in your house as well, spiritually.
Good.
Right?
Now, yep.
I get the feeling through what I'm picking up that you're more spiritually aware than what you're actually letting on to me. If you're not
okay.
A medium, you certainly should be. I've been told, in fact, you are a medium. I don't know
yeah.
which way, but you're actually a medium. I thought that from the minute I spoke to you. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Now,
and you're
do
right.
Do you also do trance?
Okay.
Trance mediumship.
Yes.
Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I was being told from the spirit world that as well. But will you watch that your trans mediumship is going to work in a totally different way from the way you work now?
Yeah.
Right. Now,
yeah.
Do you do physical trans?
Say
you
that
know
one
the
more time.
The physical trans, you know, like ectoplasm.
Okay.
Or have you been to see someone doing that recently?
I do try to take care of myself, yes, and I
yeah.
do that, yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. you must put yep. the protection, well, you don't need me to tell you, but you must put that extra bit of protection around yourself for when you're actually doing that.
Yes.
And I also want to say, spiritually, you've been up to the light and back 3 times.
Yes.
Right? Because they tell me the
yes.
third time you went up was when a time you were at an all-time low. Okay,
yeah.
And then you were pushed back by family by saying it's not your time yet. And I'm going to say this in a nice way, because what you were told was you have a lot of damage to do yet.
I do, and I say that too, that, you know, I've got a lot of things that yeah. I'm yet to put out. You're right.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, I'm going to cut it, guys, because I know that our time is running right out.
Okay, then. I hope that helped in some way, Helen.
It actually did, and you just kind of confirmed what I needed to hear. So, thank you, Victor. Thank
You're
you,
more
Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Liz. And remember, you know, to retrieve
Mike,
a copy of that. You've been here, and I've said it to you a few times. So, just come on over to Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling. I know I want to bring the producer of the show on for just a few seconds here. Robert, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, very loud and clear. And, you know, once again, Robert, I want to thank you dearly for the work that goes on behind the scenes of Mike Spirit FM, because I know it's a very taxing, it's a very difficult job that you're doing. But once again, thank you very much. And I know that you want to say a few words here, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to say to everybody now, Mike is going to be making a trip to the U.S. here in September, and we are now taking a request. If you want to see Mike in your town and you're listening to the show, send us a line to Mike at MikeSpirit.fm, and he'll get a hold of me, and we'll get a hold of you and find out where, you know, what's the closest town that you guys can be in, because we're trying to hit, I think it's, we're trying to hit six cities this time, Mike, or
five? Correct. I know that the first place that we go into is Florida.
Right, right.
Wonderful Sarah, and people will remember Sarah from the previous show.
Who?
Sarah.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic worker for the spirit world, and I must say,
right.
Fantastic. And, you know, there's Cara, and I've done a show for Cara just a few weeks ago on her network on Blog Talk Radio, which was an absolutely fantastic show, and I loved working with Cara. You know, Rob, she's a really nice host, I must say. So well done to Cara, because I know Cara's listening. And Elizabeth as well. I know that Elizabeth is listening to us as well. And I know that Elizabeth is in, actually, the same place from our last caller, Arizona, actually. And I know that that Elizabeth is trying to pull a few things together as well. So
right.
There's a few places for us to work on there, Rob. So
absolutely. Now, people have asked, I've actually had a few emails come in from Mike Spirit, and people are asking if they want to help in making for the trip to make donations. You can go to Mike's site, and where it says a reading, get a reading, you can click on that, and there's a donation. There is a PayPal deal. Just make your donation through there, and it goes directly to Mike, and that's really good, too. I mean, a good way to help support Mike and his trip here to the United States and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to it, to be honest with you. Then I get to meet you in person.
Well, this is true, Robert, you know, because, you know, we've worked alongside each other for such a long time now. You know, it's been, you know, an absolutely amazing journey. I know that we've got lots of new hosts on the show as well, that, you know, we must give them a big up to them as well, because, you know, it's by developing and growing that this show has gone from strength to strength, really. And, you know, I must say thanks to all the listeners, all the callers, and, you know, I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, I really like to thank each and every one of you for coming back here each and every week. It means so much to me, you know, knowing that we're giving this service to yourselves and doing the best we can. But, Robert, I'll leave the last few words there with you.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you for the compliments, and all your hosts are wonderful people to work with, and I just want to say thanks a lot, Mike, and we'll see you, I guess, Tuesday for next show, right?
Yes, that's right. So, well, don't forget, guys, if you want to see me in your state or in your city, wherever, mike@mikespirit.fm. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.